cattle futures held their gains on Thursday. The rural Main Street economy improved last month by one measure. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 26th of May. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from an active on light demand to limited on light demand through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. So far this week, live prices are a dollar higher in the Southern Plains at $171 a hundredweight, $2 to $4 higher in Nebraska at $180 to $182, and $4 to $5 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $182. Dress prices are $4 to $5 higher in Nebraska at $285 to $286 and $3 to $5 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $285. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.64 higher Thursday afternoon at $299.94 a hundredweight. Select was 75 cents higher at $284.54. Cattle futures continued to edge higher Thursday, supported by the week's stronger cash prices. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 25 cents higher, except for unchanged at either end of the board. Live cattle futures closed an average of 51 cents higher, from 25 cents higher to $1.20 higher in spot June. Corn futures closed mostly 2 to 4 cents lower Thursday, with likely profit taking and positioning ahead of the long weekend. Kansas City wheat futures closed mostly unchanged to a nickel higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 9 to 12 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle continued to trade higher to sharply higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing 850 to 1,100 pounds sold $8 to $15 higher at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Feeder heifers weighing up to 800 pounds sold with higher undertones and then steady to $5 higher at 800 to 1,000 pounds. There are 3,153 head on offer. At Lamona Livestock Auction in Iowa, compared to 2 weeks earlier, steer calves weighing 400 to 500 pounds sold $8 to $10 higher and then $7 to $9 higher at 500 to 600 pounds. Heifers weighing 600 pounds sold $6 to $8 higher. There are 1,784 head on offer. Also compared to 2 weeks earlier, feeder steers weighing 6.5 to 700 pounds sold $9 to $11 higher at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota and then $21 to $24 higher at 750 to 850 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $12 to $13 higher. There are 1,762 head on offer. At Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, higher undertones were noted for steers weighing 400 to 925 pounds and for heifers weighing 350 to 900 pounds. There are 1,511 head on offer. Feeder steers sold mostly steady at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 1,451 head. Steer calves sold $10 to $15 higher and heifer calves sold $3 to $6 higher. Finally, feeder steers and heifers sold $5 to $10 higher at Tuya Livestock Auction in Texas, where there are 1,111 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Thursday with gains in tech stocks, but overall uncertainty tied to the debt ceiling talks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 35 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 36 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 213 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from $2.08 to $2.51 lower through the front six contracts. Rural economic growth improved last month, according to the Rural Main Street Index, which increased from 50.1 in April to 55.8 in May. The index ranges between 0 and 100 with a reading of 50 representing growth neutral. According to Ernie Goss, the Jack A. McAllister Chair in Regional Economics at Creighton University's Hyder College of Business, the rural Main Street economy continues to experience slow economic growth. He explains only 11.5% of bankers reported improving economic conditions for the month, while 88.5% indicated no change in economic conditions from April's slow growth. After declining below growth neutral in March, the overall Rural Main Street Index expanded above the threshold for a second straight month, according to the May monthly survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region dependent on agriculture and/or energy. The region's farmland price index dropped to 56.3 from April's 64.6. That was the 32nd straight month that the index was above 50. Bankers reported that non-pasture farmland prices in their areas grew by an average of 4.3% over the past 12 months. Respondents expected no price growth over the next 12 months. The May loan volume index expanded to a strong 75 from 62.5 in April. The checking deposit index plummeted to a second consecutive low of 22 from April's 25. According to Goss, two consecutive record low checking deposit indices point to higher deposit outflows even for community banks. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 26th of May. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.